this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I want to start the show with something positive this morning, and that is the story of Lorenzo, the giant lobster. He's 101 years old, out in Long Island. He's been living in Peter's Clam Bar. He's like, that for years, years and years, because he's a 21-pound lobster. This thing is a beast. And on Father's Day, they decided enough was enough.
They just kind of like slipped through the cracks, and he just ended up in our tank for years. Some of these lobsters just don't live that long, and this one did. So we figured, what better way to start celebrate Father's Day but with free Lorenzo? He became like a pet. People come see and take pictures with him. And just, you know, like an object of the store. He's going to be missed, but I think it's better like this because he passed away here. It wouldn't be a good thing. And I couldn't have the heart to sell him.
Yeah. So, freedom for
Lorenzo. Didn't have the heart to sell him?
No. I guess because
So why don't you just keep him?
Because
all you did was sentence Lorenzo to death.
Death?
They released him back into the ocean?
Here, let me go on. Yeah, they put him back into the sea. It says they put
Why?
Him back onto a reef in the Atlantic shelf.
Oh, so you served him up on a platter. Well done, everyone. He was in captivity. You can't just release animals into the wild like that.
It's a lobster.
He was fed by humans.
Yeah, that's true.
The water and all of the conditions in the tank. I mean, he's going to be stressed if nothing else.
Oh, okay, because like...
He'll have to acclimate.
You're talking about being institutionalized.
He'll have to do everything himself. He was
pretty cush gig. A cush gig. What is it? I watched Finding Nemo. Aren't they all like trying to... aren't they all like striving to get back to the sea?
Those fish were hard. You don't remember Gil?
How do you know Lorenzo ate hard? Lorenzo might be the hardest lobster out there. Do you know how hard? This is a 21-pound lobster who somehow survived in a tank for like probably a decade with people showing up to this restaurant mm-hmm. who like to eat lobsters, and somehow he did what he needed to do. I guess hid behind 20 of them and just made sure no one walked back. He's like, oh, that's a monster.
He's got to deal with predators.
That's
disease,
true.
What other eats, lobsters?
What eats lobsters? I would say normally. Did you say other lobsters?
Well, they're very territorial.
You're putting him. Are they territorial?
Aren't they?
That sounds.
I'm not an expert on lobsters, but.
I do think you might have, there might be something to your theory. Because again, like the sea is not a kind place.
No.
You want to find out.
They said this was for Father's Day, but they thought he had kids in there?
Well, it was like National Lobsters Day too. I think they decided to just combo it and, you know.
Children are going to eat their dad.
Like, why? Now the more you like, just let him. He didn't want to see him die in the tank.
His words are worse.
He wanted to see him die in the wild. It's like Free Willy, but just awful. Just absolutely awful.
He really didn't want to go.
Did anyone ask Lorenzo? Does anyone ever ask Lorenzo about this? Good morning. Welcome to Monday. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, home of 10,000 for the troops. Lot to catch you up on there. But remember, we need your cards by the 26th of this month.
Lots for us to catch up on.
Lots for
Have
us.
Have you seen this mail?
That's what I mean. Like, it's like
I just counted the letters from spring.
Like, we're not even. Yeah, we have not made a dent. We want to send some thank yous out. We will do that this morning. It is still early. Just give us a minute. What's coming up in trending?
Modern Family's Ariel Winter has traded sitcoms for sting ops.
How so?
Justice is getting a glow up.
Oh,
I will tell you more coming up next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay, this is crazy. You might remember Ariel Winter did not love being in the spotlight.
Very much
after Modern Family.
Yeah.
Even during Modern Family, she suffered a lot of abuse. I mean, there were problems with her family, but also there was a lot of cruelty from fans.
There was a lot of ickiness, general ickiness.
She started very young.
She did. She was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Again. I'm just a teenager.
It brings up a whole...
It just got weird.
Different set of problems.
Yes.
So her new gig is catching sexual predators.
What? Really?
A la Chris Hansen.
Wow.
Now, we'll come back to this because I'm not sure how involved she actually is. But before that, some country news. Luke Combs just made some history by becoming the second highest selling country artist of all time. The only one he trails now is not Morgan Wallen, Garth Brooks.
Yeah, that's wow. Wow.
So he was the first country artist in history to have two songs surpass 1 billion streams on Spotify.
That's right.
When It Rains, It Pours and Beautiful Crazy. Mm-hmm. Luke's now the first country artist to have 4 songs certified diamond. That means they sold 10 million units each. So those two, plus Hurricane and She's Got the Best of Me.
Good
and
night.
Over the weekend, he received 34 new certifications from the Recording Industry Association of America. So
okay,
good.
All right, bro.
He also was lucky enough to headline Bonnaroo before it got rained out.
That was a big thing this weekend.
Oh, and he brought out Miranda Lambert.
Oh, wait, what? Hold on, I did not see this.
For Outrunning Your Memory,
really?
Terrible quality for what was a very awesome moment.
But if you were there.
Exactly.
If you were there.
We're all involved.
Would have been fired.
Because you had such a bummer of an animal story to start us off, I found you a better one.
Okay.
Maybe the one that you meant to use in the first place.
What do you got?
Goliath, a 517-pound Galapagos tortoise at Zoo Miami, celebrated his 135th birthday.
135!
And his first Father's Day over the weekend.
No way!
One egg out of a clutch of 8. Laid on January 27th, successfully hatched on June 4th.
Holy cow.
So marking the first time one of the endangered reptiles has hatched at Zoo Miami.
That is very, very cool. Good for you, my man.
Goliath hatched on the island of Santa Cruz in the Galapagos between 1885 and 1890.
That is so freaky to me.
Got to the Bronx Zoo in 1929, then moved to Zoo Miami in 1981.
Just been chilling.
Well, the first I read his age is 517. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
That would be.
Can they live forever?
That would be amazing.
I guess they can live like 175 to 200. I mean,
200,
they can
200
get to 200 years. Maybe 200 less likely in captivity, but
how would you
crazy.
Even know how old they can get at this point? Like, because, you know, again, that's a pretty big stretch of time. There ain't that long of time where you've been actually paying attention to this stuff. So who knows?
How old's mom?
How old's mom?
Oh, sweet pea.
Yeah.
Estimated to be between 85 and 100.
Oh, so he got himself a younger girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, got a nice young lady. Nice trophy piece. good for you, Goliath.
Good for Goliath.
Good for you.
Makes the spokesman's quote even weirder. Goliath is my hero. And I'm sure he'll soon be an inspiration to many others.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Thanks for that, guys. And lots of talk Ariel Winter, because
yes.
this is random. But maybe not. So she dressed up. This is a YouTube docuseries. It's called SOSA Undercover.
Right.
Safe from Online Sex Abuse is that acronym.
Okay.
So she dressed up as a 12-year-old girl.
Right.
And really did look the part. So she was obviously going online and
trying to attract
predators.
You might say she's going online to catch a predator.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
And she does have experience in this area. Like we were mentioning before, she said, I am familiar with male predators because I worked in Hollywood very young. I started at age 4. I don't want to say too much about it, but by the time I was on a laptop and cell phone, I was getting very inappropriate messages from older men.
Awful.
And it does cause trauma. Mm. The experiences I had in person and online as a child have affected me so deeply, I've had to go to therapy for it. The movie and TV industry really is a dark place.
No doubt. No doubt.
And she was surprised still how many men are out there looking for young girls. She's like, it's hundreds of thousands of men.
Ugh. That's a... It's just an awful.
Do we have a clip of this?
I do. Here, let's check this out.
Hi.
All right. What are you doing?
Not much.
I'm not good at small talk either.
Yeah, me either.
Come on, you're the girl. You're supposed to be good at these things. How does your mom get off?
Not so late.
A 40-year-old is not talking for any reason other than
40?
To exploit them. And he said before, he's like, oh, well, you know, we'll get married and then, like, get it annulled. So there's, like, a romantic and, like, weird undertone, even if he hasn't, like, explicitly said anything we can arrest him for yet.
40!
She's 12. She's pretending to be a 12-year-old.
absolutely.
Is this on YouTube now?
Yeah, so you can go and watch the show. I think it's a subscriber-based show, so like, you know, one of those, but they do.
All I know is Chris Hansen is not a part of it.
Chris Hansen is not a part of it. That will always be the apex of these shows. I get it. That was legally weird, but that was must-see television.
Do you know who I am? I'm Alex Dunphy.
Just, you know what? I like it. I want to see more of it. This is good.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Guido and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie! Okay, so freebie for the Money Minute means a free answer when it comes time to play Money Minute at 8:30.
So in other words, instead of getting 10 questions,
you only have to get 9 in 60 seconds.
Yes.
And if you can do it, you win $100.
Boom.
The only problem with the freebie is I ran into one of our contestants, Chris, out at King Ranch Ag and Turf and Spring on Saturday.
Really?
And his one of his questions, I know, was about Lilo and Stitch.
Okay.
And I can't remember.
I remember
it was
Chris.
Experiment 66, but I can't remember which clue we gave him. But he told me with every question, he took a few seconds to think, okay, is the freebie related to this question?
You think the freebie might be like, slowing him down?
Yes. Now I feel like the freebie is the opposite of helpful.
I never would have thought about that, but that makes sense.
It's been weighing very heavily on me this past
year. Does this make sense with the freebie? Yeah. Because we have heard about it. Like, it's like, oh, it's this. So there, and people are listening to it. But yeah. then it might throw
maybe it's
salt
messing
in their game
with you too much. I don't know. But
wow,
all that to say, we haven't yet replaced this little segment. So today it's the Jersey Devil.
This is the first time hearing about it. But
do
yeah,
with that information what you will.
Jersey Devil. There cannot be that many similarities to other questions. It's got to be one that's very obvious.
Exactly.
Good.
So
night.
Don't let it throw you.
I hope.
Hopefully.
We'll find out around 8:30.
Sign up for the Money Minute online, thebullhouston.com/contest.
If you smell what Sean is cooking.
Good morning.
Hello. Happy Monday to everybody.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, it is a happy Monday around here.
You looked like you were having a happy weekend yesterday.
I had a great
Twitter,
weekend. Yeah. My son took me out to breakfast yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I say free meals.
Free meals are big. So my one son took me out to brunch. Hmm. We had a few bevvies. You know, it was good. And then my other son gave me a winning lineup on Prize Picks on Saturday in the U.S. Open. He gave me 3 winning golfers. So I look at it this way. When you raise kids that once they get older can fuel your drinking and gambling habits, that's really the sweet spot of parenting.
Honestly,
Father's Day hit home different. It hit different, as the kids say, this year.
Know, man,
you know?
Yeah. A lot of people would like to know how you done it.
Yeah,
you should write a book.
And my daughter called me yesterday and wished me a happy Father's Day, you know, so that was good. Yeah, all 3 kids in touch. Yeah.
And you got an Astros sweep this week.
We got an Astros sweep. The Astros gave me that present too. So I didn't even know. I didn't even know. I had 26 kids that live over at Daikin Park. I only knew about the three that I spawned myself. But yeah. No, it was great, man. It was a big sweep for the Astros this weekend. And they are doing it with smoke and mirrors and duct tape and toothpaste. And I said it last week, all the things they dumped on the table.
Yeah.
This was a dump the stuff on the table weekend. They won 2 walk-off games.
Yes.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
They had 4 hits on Saturday. They won the game 3-2. And then I don't know how many hits they had yesterday, but won many. They were losing 1-0 going into the 9th inning. And they went 2-1 in extra innings. They find a way, man.
We call that scrappy.
Resourcefulness?
You like scrappy.
I love scrappy,
because
man.
Because if you get used to being scrappy, then all of a sudden when it comes together, holy cow.
They're going to get guys
all
back.
Gas, no breaks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the thing. They're doing it right now very, very undermanned, very shorthanded.
Mm.
So that was great to see. Pitching's been awesome. So, yeah, now they're off to... it's so hard not to say Oakland. They're off to play the Athletics now for the next 4 games.
Right.
They are playing in Sacramento for at least the next couple seasons in a minor league ballpark. And the funny thing about this is that if you look at the standings in baseball, the A's are at the bottom of the AL West, which is that's normal.
Yeah.
But they don't have a city.
No.
They're not the Sacramento A's. They're just the Athletics.
Yeah, because they got told to kick rocks by the city of Oakland when they decided they wanted to build a nice shiny stadium in Vegas.
Correct.
But the nice shiny stadium in Vegas, that takes a minute.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, they're just, I don't think I've ever seen a team in any sport end up homeless.
They're
like the A's are.
Yeah, they're orphaned. They're orphaned right now. Tampa is a little bit this year, but that's because their stadium got knocked over by a hurricane.
Yeah, that's a natural. That's happened before.
And they're still in Tampa, and they're still calling themselves Tampa. This would be like when Amy and I got married 5 years ago. You know, her maiden name was Amy Zan.
Yeah.
This would be like we get married. Like, are you going to be Amy Pendergast? Nope. Nope. Just going to be Amy.
That's it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like just going to be. I'm not even going to have a last name. I'm just going to be Amy.
The who wants some athletics?
Yeah, like, that's it.
Can a city come out and say, hey, guys,
I think you'd have to negotiate with Las Vegas, you know, because Vegas would have to be like,
we're
very covetous of a baseball franchise.
That's what I was
thinking. Hey, a couple of years, boys, how do you know, acclimate to the desert?
Yeah,
because you'll need that.
So it's weird. I don't know the quality of my reports on the Astros, how good they're going to be this week, because the games all start at 9:05 local time.
You know what?
I probably won't be up watching those,
brother.
Games.
I think we'll get the finer points. Yeah. I am not in any way concerned.
Sean,
I can fake it till I make it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's 90% of this job,
man. You got that right. Don't tell anybody. I'm not trained to do this.
We're going
to
do something very strange and talk basketball coming up here later on.
I'm for it, man. I'm all about it.
We'll see you in a bit.
Texas Proud. So Texas Proud, we have tickets to Willie Nelson and Family playing the Woodlands July 6th.
Yeah, how you like that?
So you can celebrate America, then you can celebrate the great state of Texas.
That's right. And we're giving them away with the Wheel of Texas.
Wheel of Texas, full of state symbols.
I feel like we did, where were you? I feel like that's a chime in.
I didn't want to join in late. Just play it again and
all right. Let's get back to it. We are giving these away with the
Wheel
of Texas.
Yes.
See, it feels so much
more exciting.
It feels so much better.
But state symbols abound.
Yeah.
For this great state and many others. We will land on one, pose it to you, but to make it easier, we'll give you multiple choice.
Yes.
So three state symbols. Two you'll have to identify. So we get two out of three. You will go see Willie Nelson.
That is the game. Call us 713-881-5500. We'll play the Wheel of Texas.
100.3, The Bull, where Frito and Katie playing a little.
Oh, no. Oh, you caught me slipping. You caught me slipping. Wheel of Texas.
This morning. So, state symbols, do you know them?
Yeah.
How long have you lived here? Maybe we'll all learn something today.
The chances are very high.
Very high.
Let's get started. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Julie,
all right, you're up first in the Wheel of Texas. Now, let's explain one more time how this is going to work.
So, Julie, we're going to give the wheel a spin. It's going to land on a state symbol, which we'll then ask you. We'll give you multiple choice to make it easier. If you get it right, we'll spin again, and we will give you a third option if you need it. You just have to get two of the three state symbols correct.
Yes.
And if you do, you get to go see Willie Nelson in July in the Woodlands.
Awesome.
All right.
Let's give the wheel a spin.
Kind of weak.
Not a lot of sauce. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Julie. State plant. State plant.
Ooh.
Is Texas's state plant the prickly pear cactus, the red yucca, or the lantana?
The prickly pear cactus.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. One for one.
Let's get a better spin this time, please.
I'm giving it my best with this spin. Number one, the wheel is heavy as hell. Number two, it's Monday morning.
Sure.
What do you expect?
Sure. Okay, Julie. State crustacean. Is our state crustacean the blue crab, Texas Gulf shrimp, or red swamp crawfish?
Red swamp crawfish.
Ooh. Texas Gulf shrimp.
So it comes down to the final,
final spin
on the Wheel of Texas.
For the win.
Yeah, because again, you only have to get one more right. This is your last chance.
Okay, Julie, state song. State song. Is our state song Deep in the Heart of Texas, Texas are Texas or God bless Texas?
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Julie, it should be deep in the heart of Texas. It should be. And I think we should make a motion to change it. But it's actually Texas or Texas.
Julie, thank you so much. We appreciate you playing. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Mandy.
Mandy, are you ready for a little game we call the Wheel of Texas? Sorry, caught you sleeping there.
Oh my gosh, I guess.
Okay, I guess is perfectly fine. So let's spin the wheel and see what we get.
Okay, I love Texas, so I got this.
Okay, and the same as the last time.
Shocking
as that might be. Okay, state plant is Texas's state plant. The prickly pear cactus, the red yucca, or lantana?
Okay, I was thinking the flower, but I'm going to go with the cactus.
That's correct.
One for one, which makes this for the win.
Potentially.
Got to get it right, and then, you know.
You can end the game, on spin two. And, what do you know? It's state crustacean.
You've got to be kidding me. What are the odds? What are the odds, Katie? Okay.
What? Is our state crustacean the blue crab, Texas Gulf shrimp, or red swamp crawfish?
Oh, my God. Who knows that?
Think it through. What are the options again?
Blue crab, Texas Gulf shrimp, or red swamp crawfish?
I'm going to go with the Texas Gulf shrimp. I mean, it's Texas. It has to be, right?
That had Texas in the name, and that is the correct answer.
Got it. Nailed it.
Now, just for fun.
Oh, you want to get rid of that?
Because these were throwing you.
Yeah.
I can do three.
Our last was state song.
I got
song.
This.
Do you?
Deep in the heart of Texas. Texas are Texas, or God bless Texas.
Texas, our Texas,
our bright and shining state. What's the no part?
I don't think those are the words.
No, it's Texas, our Texas. What are you talking about? There,
Texas, our Texas,
our bright,
are so beautiful and
so beautiful.
Is
so
it bright
great.
Or brave?
So beautiful.
Oh, so beautiful, so great. Okay,
what's the first line? What did I? If I botched it, that's how I've literally sang it my entire
that's
life.
Right.
I think it's all hail the mighty state.
We were singing the verse.
Okay. Do you just want to skip to the end? Is that God bless you, Texas.
You, Texas.
And keep you brave and strong. Well, you got to work on that.
Okay, that's for a later day. Let's send you to Willie Nelson.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Morning, Marissa. You wanted to go to the front of the line and talk to us ASAP. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I mean, because it's related to, this past weekend.
Either the Army's birthday or Father's Day.
To Father's Day. Day.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think that it's appropriate, all the messaging and everything, everything around the holiday.
What kind of messaging was out there exactly?
Yeah, did we miss something?
Did we do something? I thought it was mostly just Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's my point. Happy Father's Day.
Marissa, I might not have been paying close enough attention.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, why can't you wish people Happy Father's Day?
I mean, you mean besides the obvious?
Obviously, yes.
Well, not everyone has a great relationship with their father, so it's triggering.
Okay, got it. So you and your dad, you don't really get along? Is that...
Oh, no. I have a great relationship with Ken. I just meant...
What?
In general, it's a touchy subject for people, and I think we need to just be aware of such things. That's
okay.
all.
Okay. Yeah. That's not to yeah. trivialize. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I mean, what about Mother's Day? Some people have mom issues,
a lot,
right?
A lot of people do.
Or holidays. Not everyone celebrates Christmas.
Yeah.
Or Valentine's Day or National Iced Tea Day.
No,
or
exactly.
Any number
yeah.
of things.
But that's not even close to the same thing. I mean, well, nice try. But you know sure. what I'm talking about.
Yes, totally. We're 100% on board here.
I'm telling you, ask around if you don't believe me or go on the internet because you'll see it's about compassion, okay? It's just a really hard weekend. It's sensitive. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, Marissa, thanks for reaching out. Like, we appreciate it. I got to say, now I'm a little kind of...
Irritated?
I was going to say interested. I
what did I say?
No, I have never heard that.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yes, I mean maybe we will learn something today. We'll find out. We appreciate the email.
Yeah, no problem.
713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Wow,
is that?
Yeah, no judgment.
No, and
immediately, but
definitely people have different experiences.
Yes.
Does that mean you can just go around canceling holidays?
That's the question.
No.
Yeah.
Right, no.
I mean, I don't know.
People have bad birthdays all the time. You don't cancel those.
Well, some people do not like to be wished happy birthday.
Sorry,
but
no cake. Karen had a rough 11th birthday in 1998.
713-881-5500. Weigh in on this. is Father's Day potentially problematic? And if so,
what do you do about it?
Exactly. Exactly.
If we cancel everything that's triggering, we don't have anything left.
What are our options here? Call us. We'll talk to you in a bit.
You'll have nothing day, and people will complain about that. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So, just wondering, got an email.
Yes.
Talked to a woman.
Right.
Very adamant that Father's Day is triggering for people, and as such,
yes.
you just kind of ignore it.
You should just do less.
Yeah, not, you don't go out of your way to wish people happy Father's Day or
or anything.
Post about it. Or
I have, look.
Enjoy great deals.
We are asking because this sounds a little strange to us. Maybe it makes sense. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Stephanie,
what are your thoughts?
I'm so confused. Is she triggered by people wishing her a happy Father's Day?
Great question, because she said she had a good relationship with her father. So I'm not yeah. sure. It's like she's worried about potential people being triggered, but not herself.
Maybe she's trying to be cognizant of the fact that if she had a bad relationship with her dad, that hearing or seeing Happy Father's Day being all over the place and all over the commercials and everything would be a bad experience. Is that? I mean, that's as best as
I
can.
I like yours better. Someone wished her a happy Father's Day. She got offended.
I mean, she was. Yeah, I mean, she was pretty adamant that we all understood what she was talking about.
Yes. It did. That's yeah. That's the most confusing part. Have you ever heard of people saying this is a triggering holiday?
I mean, it's triggering for me because my dad passed away 19 years ago, so I don't like celebrating. But I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, cancel it.
Okay.
You're not going to keep other people from celebrating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, okay, so it's just not, okay, I don't acknowledge it because my dad's not here.
Yeah.
But it doesn't keep me from wishing my friends a happy Father's Day.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. I would think.
So, you can honor your story without dictating everyone else's.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, I think. Thank you so much for the call. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Courtney.
All right. So Father's Day.
Canceled
because potentially triggering or what? How do we feel?
I mean, I really don't have a great relationship with my father, but I still told him Happy Father's Day.
Even then, yeah. You still, it's, you know, Happy Father's Day because, again, it is Father's Day. And then you move on.
If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. I don't know.
That's a very good point.
That girl was talking about.
that is very true.
She said she had a good relationship with her father.
Yeah, what?
We really don't know what she's talking about. It's like people do try to cancel things that are triggering to them. But she's trying to cancel something that isn't That isn't. That just might be triggering to someone.
Do we really want to, this is my thing, do we really want to plant that seed in people's head? Because, like, if you, it's
like
just
I said,
a nice,
you'll be left with nothing.
Happy Father's Day. Like, how much does that, people will say it to me, I don't have kids. Just be like, hey, yeah, thanks, okay, you know. Just don't bring it up and be like, well, sir, how do you
know if I have kids or not? That seems strange.
How do you
strange.
Sleep at night?
Yeah, maybe they just say it just in case. Maybe
just in case?
Nice.
I did, you know what, that's nice. That is nice. That is a nice gesture. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah. Look, we're going to take a break. We'll let a few more of you guys weigh in. 713-881-5500. Call us.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So Father's Day.
Yes.
Triggering holiday?
Some
people do have bad relationships with their dads.
Yes.
Does that mean we should get rid of it entirely?
Yeah, should that mean we should be very careful? Careful with how we treat that day. Because people are secretly becoming enraged by the fact that father...
Well, not so secretly.
Depending on the person. All right, Maritza, explain this to the best of your knowledge. Does this make any sense whatsoever, what she's talking about Father's Day being triggering?
I really don't get it. Maybe she's one of those women who's kind of like a Karen, who just, like, things just make her upset. And she has to make a scene about it because I haven't seen my father since like possibly 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, I'm not like angry about it. And I'm not telling other friends or family, like, we shouldn't be celebrating Father's Day because I haven't seen my father in 20 years.
You're
or because it's possibly triggering
joy.
To the next person.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And why would you rain on somebody else's parade? Like, let the dads have their day, man. You know, they work hard. Let them be happy. Let them have their barbecue. And don't rain on their day.
Lord knows it's about a 50% holiday as it is.
Yeah.
Like it's
the summer. Schools aren't doing much for it.
It ain't like it's Mother's Day, okay? Like, they're
getting... Right.
Just at least leave them that.
But holidays in general, they're not one size fits all.
No.
And
right.
That's okay.
And you also get to choose which ones you
exactly.
celebrate, which is completely fine.
You don't cancel them. You just mm-hmm. choose how you participate.
Yeah, and whichever way you right. do is
if
great.
At all.
If
yeah,
any.
If at all.
If not, yeah,
yeah,
there's no...
And to make a scene about it, that's kind of out there, honestly. But,
yeah.
I mean...
yeah. Well, again, I was very confused. Katie was very confused. We are very glad to hear that seems to be universal this morning. We appreciate the call. All right, Brittany, you're up. Go ahead. What do you think?
Look, I missed the beginning part of the segment, but I just want to canceling everything because it's just a lack of responsibility of your own emotions.
Yes.
And it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, because again, like I'm not saying, and if I look over on the text line, it's the same thing. A lot of people, and this is very true, have complicated relationships with either one or both of their mm-hmm. parents. I have
right.
yet to see one of them say that they have thought that getting rid of the holiday
would
is the way to, or having people not come up and be like, oh, it's Father's Day, you know, or look on their feed and see Father's Day stuff. I've not seen one person say that, yeah, she's right. That makes sense.
There are far more triggering things that should be discussed, but Father's Day not being one of them.
Definitely.
Good to know.
Definitely.
Brittany, thank you so much. Jaina, Father's Day. Triggering?
Get rid of it.
Yeah,
get rid of it, right?
Never speak of it again.
So I have to be honest, the vibes I'm getting is like she has a partner or a male best friend that like she just didn't want to acknowledge on air that like received a message and took it some kind of way.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
That is possible. That's very possible.
What I feel like maybe somebody was just trying to be kind and inclusive and reach out to that person. And it just rubbed her the wrong way.
Right.
Because she's familiar with the person.
Hmm.
But like, so for instance, my husband and I have like tons of friends. Some have kids, some don't. I've got coworkers that I work with that like some have kids and some don't. So like, I didn't want anybody to feel left out of my world. So I've told multiple people like, happy human and pets Father's Day. And I got like tons of appreciation for it because they felt included. But
yeah.
Like also, like that lady was saying, she lost her father, but like she still reached out to people and said, happy Father's Day. My husband and I are in a similar boat with Mother's Day,
mm-hmm.
where he lost his mom, but he still does his absolute best not to, like, let that be a dark cloud on celebrating me as the mother of his child. So, like, I think there's more personal ties there that this young lady is not vocalizing that makes her feel some kind of way about it.
I mean, I clearly, and again, like I said, this is pretty universal. Everyone's like, again, you know, a lot of people have that situation. None of them saying get rid of the day.
Yeah.
Not a single one.
Lord help us if she didn't like Christmas or like Thanksgiving, like a turkey came after her or something. Cancel Thanksgiving.
She would not be the first. Jaina.
Oh, the world we live in.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the call. Have a great day.
Bye. You too.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, the Bull Texas Proud. Yeah, you hear that? Heard that in the background. We are the home of 10,000 for the troops, brought to you by Mack High Chevy Cares. The mail has been bountiful for the last several days. You guys are really going to town trying to get us these cards, and we want to get you your shout outs related to these cards.
Apologies for opening them. Some of these envelopes.
That's okay. That's okay.
Why? Because I'm pretty sure you told me to stop just now.
Did I? No, I was not. I was just saying that, again, if you're in the studio, you are used to seeing Katie's corner, which is just kind of like her digging her way out these days. What? Are you looking at me like this is a problem? Just digging her way out of a lot. And so, you know, again, this is a full-time job. Because you guys are making it your full-time job to show gratitude to our troops overseas.
Which is amazing. We are trying to send these letters through Boots for Troops.
Mm-hmm.
We want to send as many as we can. 10,000 is the ultimate goal, but we'd love to go past it. We'd love to have your involvement, whether that's with your family, with your church group, with your Houston colony.
What?
I'm sorry.
Like the subdivision?
Mayflower Descendants. Thank you for your service.
What? What? We have
we
don't
have a whole box of them.
We have Mayflower Descendants.
We do.
Houston. And they have their own custom printed
TexasMayflower.com.
Custom printed cards.
Yep.
To sit.
Well, they made them. They made them.
That's amazing. They made these cards. Amazing.
And they made a lot of them.
Absolutely.
So
incredible. That Mayflower is so cool. Showing
always
some love,
doing it big.
Showing some love to our Mayflower people out there, y'all.
That is cool.
That is legitimately
look
awesome.
Look at this hefty stack. Now I don't have a name. Don't have a name for this one.
That stack is anonymous.
It came out of Dayton.
Dayton. That is okay.
Amazing. Very cool.
All right. Cool. Thank you so much.
I got three from Brad Moosey.
Okay.
Moosey.
Nice.
So thank you so much to Brad. And then I've got two envelopes from Ann McMillan Rains that I was just kind of getting into. So here's that first stack.
Wow.
And then she's got this whole other envelope sitting right here.
Goodness.
Now, you know what else is cool? I just opened this. This is from Waller from Toth.
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 I'll go with Toth.
Just working on some watercolors, maybe? And some calligraphy? You know, maybe just practicing. I don't know. They're very cool. They're
guys,
all handmade.
I
love that.
I love them all. The arts and crafts, and where you guys are making them custom, is absolutely wild. But and just so we say it, there is no number on this.
No,
at all. Like if you can participate with a group of people and do 1,000, hey, that's great. If you do one card, just as great. It's just about showing some gratitude and just about expressing how we feel about our troops overseas. If you want to participate, thebullhouston.com. Frito, Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Good morning. Thank you for being here today.
Can you cook a steak in a dishwasher? More at 11. That's like a story. This Food and Wine did a whole write-up about this.
Okay, so we're serious
videos
about this?
Are racking up like thousands of views.
Is there a technique I don't know about?
Don't do this.
Okay.
We'll do it. Coming up next, what's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for what's trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Let me just tell you now, this is going to be the most interested in the dishwasher your husband will ever be.
I'm fascinated by the idea that people have...
Fascinated or disgusted?
Well, I don't. It feels...
Somewhere in the middle?
It feels very disgusting. It feels extremely, extremely disgusting. But then again, no idea how you would pull this off.
Well, it's not the first thing that the internet has claimed you can cook in a dishwasher.
It is not.
I mean, these come out every few months.
Frankly,
salmon's always a big one.
I always get really freaked out by all of them. Because, again, it's just, I get it. It's hot.
Nasty.
It's steam, but it's your dishwasher, too.
Water.
And it's water.
Jets.
Yes. And you also have, presumably, if you have a dishwasher, a perfectly good range. And maybe, you know, other.
Maybe you even clean it like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
But the rest of us probably don't.
You have plenty of options. Plenty of options. And you're going to the dishwasher for funsies.
Yeah, well, I mean, in this case, I could see why. Well, I can't. An argument could be made. Let's say we will go through it. But first, let's talk about the Kings Island Amusement Park in Ohio.
Okay.
Ohio is having some problems right now. I don't know if you've been paying attention.
I really haven't.
The cicadas.
Is there a brood that is hatching in Ohio?
Yep.
They drew the short straw up there this year.
They're making their way to the surface and will be for the next few weeks.
How bad of a situation are they in?
Well, let's just say when you go to this park, they tell you now when riding the roller coaster to keep your mouth shut.
Really?
Lest you eat a bunch of cicadas.
You catch a cicada. Well, you know what? That's actually great advice because, I mean, again, if you're on a roller coaster, it's going like 35, 40 miles an hour, and all
everywhere.
Of a sudden they're everywhere.
The swarms are dense. That's the thing. So it's like, hey, keep your mouth sealed shut. Like, don't scream. Don't smile. You will get a mouthful. It's not like one or two.
You're saying you're going to have a whole face full of cicadas. Okay, so that's great. Maybe wear a mask, do whatever you need to do. What about your eyes, dude?
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes, too, yeah. Because, like, that's not going to feel pleasant.
Maybe just,
at all.
You know, don't go to the park.
Sit it out, bro.
Just
how long
wait
could they,
a few weeks.
That's what I was going to ask. How long could this plague possibly last? It can't be all summer.
No, I think it's just the next few weeks.
Oh. Yeah, dude.
I thought the worst thing you could get hit with was like a duck. Wasn't that Fabio?
Fabio broke his face. Broke his face.
On a roller coaster. It's not funny, but like...
Just yesterday...
Of all the things.
I know we're laughing. Just yesterday, a billionaire died because he was playing polo and he swallowed a bee. Turns out...
He was allergic.
He allergic to them bee stings. Now he dead. So just the stuff hitting you in the face, you got to think about these things.
Mm.
You just got to be aware.
Mm.
Wild.
If you want to nerd out, an expert says these cicadas are brood 14, which was first documented by the Pilgrims in 1634.
Speaking of Pilgrims, that's the second reference today.
And if you have yet to perfect the perfect steak.
Right.
Might I turn you on to cooking it in the dishwasher? No, I won't. I won't be the blame for that.
But this dude is going to try.
Teach to my culinary class how to make a dishwasher steak. We're going to go for a 1 hour sous vide in the dishwasher. All right, time to check the dishwasher steak. We're going to take it and sear it. Some sea salt butter in the pan. After you sous vide, always pat dry. Flavor this up with a little smoked mafia. Just falling apart. That's how tender it is from the dishwasher. Show me a better cooked steak. Rib cap, perfectly done, not overcooked because of that sous vide.
In a dishwasher.
Okay, is that the coach?
I think that's, I think that's the...
That guy's a coach.
The chef. Whoever it may be, whatever. This is the dude who's trying to tell you.
A lot of people are trying to tell you this. A lot of people are trying.
Okay, so, but he sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Well, it is sous vide. That's...
Yeah, that's the idea.
That's correct.
Right.
The problem that I see with this is, like, that's monitored, right? That's the whole point of that is
very precise.
It's
very complicated. Like, there is a machine you can get to do it. Yeah. You vacuum seal
without
the thing.
Inconsistencies.
Exactly.
So I get that maybe that rig that you're talking about is expensive.
Yes.
So if you were trying to get similar results, that might be the easiest way.
You're going
to
think, hey, hot water in this thing, but also hot water in the dishwasher.
But the problem is, unlike the sous vide setup, the water in your dishwasher does reach those temps.
Yes.
But they don't necessarily stay at those temps.
It's not consistent.
Because they don't have to.
Right. Because
they're just hot enough To clean your dishes.
It is a device that is not meant to. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Also, something like that would really void your warranty. Like, we've talked to people that say if you load your silverware up the wrong way, you can void your warranty.
Let's just maybe
like,
try.
Like, maybe don't, no. Don't stick your steak or your salmon in the dishwasher. Okay? That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
All right, Cassie is going to take a shot at the Money Minute. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling good. Same here. We have 10 questions for you. Try to get them correct in 60 seconds. If you do, you win. Now, you can pass on the questions you don't know. Just say pass. We'll go to the next one. And if you have time at the end, you'll get a second crack at your passes, but you cannot change answers once you give them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Katie, are we ready with the quiz?
Ready.
Okie dokie.
Okay, here we go, Cassie. The outside edge of a book where pages are gathered and bound usually faces out on a bookshelf. That's what part of a book? In the Disney movie Brave, what does Merida's mother turn into? What animal?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. Pass.
According to George Strait, all my exes live where?
Texas.
Which is worse, a tornado watch or a tornado warning?
Tornado watch.
Adobe or an adobe brick is primarily made out of what? It's its main ingredient.
Adobe. Yeah, adobe.
Name the classic book featuring a child named Scout and her lawyer father who's defending a man from a crime he did not commit.
Pass.
A legendary creature from New Jersey folklore often depicted as a winged, horse-headed, and horned beast is called...
Jersey Devil.
Jack and Rose are the lead characters from what popular Hollywood film? Jack and Rose.
Titanic.
What is the national flower of Japan?
Okay. All right. How did she do?
We did good. And we got to 9.
Mm.
So that was that was good. Okay, so let's go over some. So I think it was just throwing you a bit. That first question was spine.
Yeah.
So just,
spine, the book. Yeah.
Facing out on the bookshelf. Outside edge of the cover where the pages are gathered and bound. Yeah, the spine. In Brave, which I'm guessing you also haven't seen, Frito hadn't seen it either.
Never saw it.
Merida's mother turns into a bear.
Really?
A bear.
Okay. I've never seen it.
Which is worse, a tornado watch or a tornado warning? I always think watch too.
It's honestly about 50% people go either way.
Because to me, I think watch is it's been seen.
Watch this tornado.
Like your neighbor just did.
Yeah, exactly.
But warning. Yeah. A warning is the one that means there's one that's been spotted in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Adobe.
Sounds backwards.
The primary ingredient is Adobe. Yes. I mean, I'd give you that one.
I think that's fair.
Also, mud or clay.
Yeah, yeah.
That right. Would work clay, as well. I know. Once I said that, I was like, no, that's clay.
And it's got straw in it, right? Or grass.
Yeah.
Whatever's going to stick it out of it.
Right.
The classic book featuring a child named Scout and her lawyer father defending a man from a crime he did not commit.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, we... just didn't have time to answer that 9th one, so you didn't get it wrong. National flower of Japan. The cherry blossom. There she goes.
Dude, okay. Cassie, I think you need to sign up again.
Yes.
Jump online, thebullhouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, The Bull, our phone number, 713-881-5500. I guess I should have mentioned intentionally. Like people that intentionally send mail to your house, like receive mail at your house. They give your address because...
None. If it's my sister, it's on accident.
I have five people that will send their mail to my house that this seems to have been set up by my wife as like it's like she's running a de facto post office. Every time I come home, there will be Amazon packages, boxes, whatever. And I think as best I can tell what this is. Is these are all of her friends shipping stuff to our house so that they don't have the boxes show up at their house, thusly causing questions from their husbands about what the hell they're buying.
Okay, well, are you sure? Have you checked the names on these boxes? Or is it just your wife has an Amazon problem and she has concocted a really interesting little story? So you don't ask her why she's ordering 1,000 packages.
Okay, so again... pending that she has not that she has cooked up some kind of a fake identity thing to get these by me. No, these are all people that I know. These are all friends of hers. These are all people that I am well acquainted with that are sending their purchases to the house.
So what does she do? Does she open the boxes and then just bring the items as if she purchased them for them?
She'll hold them there. The friend will come over.
Well, then they still have to get the boxes. So what's the point?
They strip them out of the boxes.
But they're still
the boxes away.
They're still getting rid of the boxes, unless the boxes are staying at your home.
No. The boxes do not come with them.
The biggest problem is, the box.
Yeah, she could obviously get it all thrown away and have it all set up for them. But usually they seem to do that. Like this last weekend, two of them showed up. One of them picking up some shoes or whatever. The other one picking up a whole bunch of just random stuff. And just my thing was, I feel this is deceitful, and I feel like I am somehow involved. It's something that
I'm sure that's the reason. I remember very vividly several years ago, it was just depending on where you lived, you got things faster.
That's true.
And this wasn't even just like a city-to-city thing.
That's true. Like one address. Streets.
It was very bizarre.
Well, see, this is what I wanted to know. Just in general, I need to know if this is unusual or not, or if you do this, or if other people do this. Do you... have you ever heard of anything like this?
No, the whole point of Amazon is it's easy.
Yes.
And it's delivered to my doorstep.
Right.
The ultimate convenience. Very inconvenient for me to then have to go get something from someone else's home.
713-881-5500.
I'd rather go to the store.
Either this is unusual or this is not. We're going to find out. Call us. We'll talk to you next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So Frito's wife just allows friends to send packages to their home.
Yes.
So husbands five of them don't have to ask too many questions.
Right. They don't have to find out.
The perfect cover, if you ask me.
But the problem is, I have seen these packages, and I'm somewhat concerned about the fact. I don't feel great about it. We're checking. We just want to know, has anyone else ever been in this situation?
I've not heard of that before.
It does strike me as fairly unusual. Justin, go ahead. Weigh in.
Who can relate?
Well, I'm going to say this. My mom would do that, send it to us. And eventually I go, man, this is wrong, Highness, from my dad. So she started to send them to my aunt. So, horrible, man.
So, okay. So,
how many packages was she sending
to
y'all?
Yeah. How bad did this get?
It was bad. I had to tell her, like, listen, this isn't right. Like, this is lying.
Okay. So, good. You had a moral conflict about this, too, because I also feel like I'm engaging in, like...
Well, was it you or was it your wife? Because she was like, oh, man, he's going to start asking too many questions. I'm throwing you all the way under this bus.
No, like, my wife was against it, too. She's like, this isn't right. Your mom's doing this.
I get the idea of it being friends helping friends. I get the idea of your mom thinking, like, I'm going to turn to my son to help me out. So you told her and she said she would do. Did what was her reception when you said, hey, we're cutting off the program, no longer do this?
I don't care where they go, but they can't stay here.
Yeah, they cannot stay here. I cannot be a part of this anymore. What did she say?
She didn't say much. She just started sending them to my aunt.
She didn't say anything. She just immediately went to her sister.
Understood.
Does she still send them to your sister to this day?
Well, no, not anymore. I don't think it happens much anymore. She said she's getting better.
Okay. All right. So, okay. All right. So,
but look, it does happen.
It does happen.
You're not alone.
But what am I left with? Like, this is not, I'm not betraying my father. This is just a bunch of dudes that are out there. Like, do I need to intervene in this or no?
I mean, if your integrity is there and you're saying this is robbing, you're basically just hiding. I don't know.
If you have integrity, is the answer.
Your integrity is on the
line.
My
integrity is on the line. I'm going to get everyone mad at me this week. That's great.
What does your wife get out of this?
I think, for all I know, maybe her packages go to one of their homes. maybe this is a whole ring. I don't know. There has to be some,
it'll solve itself.
Quid pro quo. There has to be some kind of an arrangement here, and I'm not sure what it is. But Justin, thank you so much for helping us figure this out. We appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great one.
You too, brother. All right, we got to talk to Jimmy. You might remember him as the dude in charge of Boots for Troops. He is doing the distribution for our cards this year for $10,000 for the troops. But he also has something very cool coming up involving Boots for Troops. And we want to tell you about that's next. Frito, Katie, the Bull.
If you smell what Sean is cooking.
All right, we promised you at least one basketball conversation today.
One per month.
You know, yeah. No one cares about the finals, otherwise we'd be talking about
it. It's a good series, too, man. It's been very watchable, yeah, but it's OKC and Indiana.
Yeah, so there's two tiny, tiny little towns to care about that. Everyone else is like, I guess we're just waiting until next year.
It's wild, and I know where we're going with this, because this is where I'm going to go right now. As somebody who, I'm talking 4 hours of sports a day for a living, you have to try to find the topics that are resonating with people.
Yes.
There was so much more chatter about a Kevin Durant trade that hasn't happened yet over the weekend than about the actual reason why you go trade for Kevin Durant, which is to play in the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA Finals are going on right now. It's 2-2. It's a great series.
Yeah.
OKC just came off a life support at the end of the game on Friday.
Tied it up. Best of three now.
And all anybody wants to talk about is, does Kevin Durant like warm weather? Does he like cold weather? Does he like Tex-Mex food?
This is such a bizarre set of circumstances to me, because normally, and it's just what happens when you're a very famous athlete, you have a very storied career, is you kind of get to pick where you go, which again, in no universe, in any job, other than that, do you get to say, hey, this sucks.
Yeah.
Now.
Trade me here.
Send me somewhere else. But not for the best that you can get. For the best you can get if it's like one of these cities that I'm inclined to. And he obviously spent some time in Texas in college.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yep.
So he's kind of like, okay, I'd like to go to either Miami, or I'd like to go to Houston.
Yep.
Or I'd like to go to San Antonio.
Those are the three. Yeah.
Yeah. So all of these cities are now like a Twitter with like, ooh.
Boom. Yeah.
We could get KD.
Yeah.
Not prime KD, but like,
he's still really good.
He's still really good.
People are really hyper focused on his age, and appropriately so. He's 36 years old. He's set to make $54 million this year.
Yeah, so you got to pay him too.
So you got to pay and he's due for a contract extension of 2 years and over $100 million. Like, he's up for that. He hasn't signed it yet. He's up for that. That's the leverage he has.
Yes.
Frito and KD, which is that if it comes time, if Phoenix, his current team, gets offered a deal from, say, Minnesota, the Timberwolves, they're like, wow, this is a really good deal. This is actually the best of all the deals we're getting offered.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant could be like, well, I'm not going to sign a 2-year, $112 million extension with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, too cold, man.
That's the leverage he has. So some of it is just, you're right. Like, it's a different world we live in where guys can dictate where they want to go. I think the thing about this one is Kevin Durant actually has some leverage contractually that he's on the last year of his deal.
Yeah.
If a team's going to give up a bunch of stuff to get Kevin Durant, they're going to want that extra couple of years. Yeah, they're going to want to keep him for more than a season, I would think. I don't think they're going to do a rental.
But here's the thing, it's Kevin Durant too, which this is the thing. Like, I am very much on team like this is do not touch if someone like that, if they're making those kind of demands.
Yeah.
That is locker room poison.
Yeah.
Noted difficult teammate, Kevin Durant. I mean,
Kevin Durant aside.
He has a history, bro.
He does.
But that's the problem.
Yeah.
That aside, if you just want to leave a bad situation, that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
No, there's nothing wrong with that
at all. And to come to Texas, maybe he's a very smart man.
Make your next move your best move. I'm not debating any of that. It's just that every previous stop, it never ends well.
It does. That's very true. He's a bad breaker upper.
He's such a bad breaker.
Oklahoma City, Golden State,
Brooklyn, now
Phoenix. He's a bad breaker upper. The other thing he's a good basketball player.
Oh, guy's so good.
He is, just to contextualize that, in the last three seasons, he's averaged more than 25 points. He shot better than 50% from the field, and he shot better than 40% from three-point range. He's the only player in NBA history to do that three seasons in a row, and he's doing it at age 36.
In his late 30s.
His game is aging just fine. Now, he was banged up a little bit this year. He sprained an ankle at the end of the year. He only played 62 games out of 82 games. That's the concern. Are you going to get 82 games out of him? But when he is on the floor, and the thing is, if you're the Rockets, the Rockets have plenty of assets to give up. They've got all of Phoenix's first-round picks from various trades they've made.
Just give them right back.
You can give them right back. They've got various young players where if you gave up one or two of them, you've still got a really good young core. So the Rockets are the one team that if it turns into a bidding war, they've got more than anybody else to make the deal happen. The question is, do they want to do that, or do they want to keep the young core together that won 52 games last year.
So
you know?
That's the question. Do they want to do that?
I don't think they will eventually. I think ultimately, I think KD is going to wind up somewhere other than Houston. I think Ime Udoka might want it, the head coach of the Rockets. Yeah. He's got a history with Kevin Durant. They were in Brooklyn together for a little bit, and that did not sour Ime Udoka. Ime Udoka has said a lot of good things about Kevin Durant publicly. I just think ultimately I know the Rockets really like this young group that they have. They really like them a lot. So I think ultimately they're going to run it back. I don't think KD is going to be a Rocket. From a content perspective, I hope I'm wrong. It would be a huge story if Kevin Durant came here to play his twilight years.
Yeah. Ever wants to retire.
Do you want it?
Nice. No, absolutely not. No, I have no interest in him.
What about you, Katie?
I know who he is.
Yeah. So that's a yes from you. You want it. Like, hey,
sure.
One more person that you know who they are.
It's a jersey she will buy.
Yes, ma'am.
My initials are Katie.
Sean.
It's true. Oh, no, you don't want him here. You know, we can't have two KDs. This is like that episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah, infringing on
Kruger would never want. Kruger would never have two Cocos.
Sean Pendergast.
I love that.
Sports Radio 610. Dude, thank you so much.
Thank you, Frito, and thank you, the real KD.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Helicopter reporter by the name of Stu Mundell went viral on Saturday. Not for the protests he was covering.
Mm.
Before his rant about his failed marriage.
You know what? I don't care. I am married.
Oh,
I am
no.
Legally married.
No.
I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it. But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life. Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe. I got nothing right now. Got nothing. Not really looking. Trying to find myself and be happy. I'm being serious about that. I want to be beholden to no one at this moment. You know, do I get lonely? Of course. Of course. But I got cats.
Was he talking to someone in the, you know?
So that was it. So a lot of people at first were like, oh, it's like a hot mic situation.
Yeah.
Other people were saying, no, he's having a conversation with someone in his ear.
Right.
He was on a YouTube live stream.
Come on, man.
And he seemed to know that because he was actually answering questions.
This was on purpose. This was on purpose.
He knew he was live.
What are you doing, my man?
People started asking him if he was on something. Like, Stu. Hey, man, are you drunk?
Well, are you okay, Stu?
He said, I do love the bourbon. I love the whiskey. Love the bourbon. Love the gin.
Oh, Stu.
But no.
Stu.
He also wasn't the one flying.
Thank
you know,
God for that. Yeah,
he's in the chopper. He works for Fox 11 in L.A.
He's a reporter.
He had a pilot with him. So he was just having fun with it. And maybe being a little too open about his personal life. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Very strange. There was also a point in the live stream where he saw protesters on the steps of a government building.
Yeah.
And just like bust into, I'm just a Bill from Schoolhouse Rock. So all in all, I'd say a very solid
can you send me a link
YouTube
to this?
Live stream.
Just give me, yeah, that might be, that's not bad. It's not a bad way to kill some time. Guys, have a great day. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.